Nick, are estate agents over-reliant on prop tech?
Some are and some are not. Some might, you might say, are under-reliant on technology, and some are over-reliant on technology. So I suppose the question you've got to ask, or the evaluation you've got to undertake, is what am I using the technology for? So if somebody comes along and says, I've got this great prop tech solution for you, Mr. Estate Agent, it's the best thing since sliced bread, you should use it.
Well, we all get emails every day.
We get them all the day, all day. Now, you might get excited by that and think, this is really cool, it's amazing, I'm going to use that bit of technology. But that's the wrong way to go about it. So really, it's about understanding, what is your brand? How do you interact with your customers? How do you deliver your service proposition? Looking at that and then saying, how could I improve that particular part of my business? Because this is my brand, I want to be different and all this kind of stuff. If there is a technology solution which is going to aid or make your process more efficient or deliver better outcomes for your customers, then absolutely you should use that technology. If you're not clear on where that tech fits in, you shouldn't be using it.
You said in a previous video that you saw, especially with your franchisees in YouMove, that you saw the prop tech very much working behind the scenes, helping the franchisee or the estate agent, mm-hmm. not the other way around. Why did you say that was important?
Well, because this industry is a people business. So if you want to sell your house and you've lived there for 20 years and your kids have grown up there and they've left home now, there's a huge amount of memories in that house. You may be selling it for distressed reasons, maybe getting divorced, somebody's died, you know, you're moving jobs, you know, it could be a whole host of really highly charged emotional reasons why you are moving or having to move, and there may be positive emotional reasons as well. So you need an outlet for that. You need somebody who you can work with, who understands where you are and can support you through that process. Now, we're not at the stage of advanced artificial intelligence yet where we can replace an individual person in that particular dynamic. So if you take somebody out of that particular situation, then you're left with a substandard solution as far as I'm concerned. So what we want to do is have our franchisees, our people on the ground in that space, talking with their buyers and sellers and making sure we're delivering the personal service there. But in order for them to have the time to do that, then we use technology to make their admin lives, you know, the boring part of what you've got to do, are much, much more efficient. So that's how we structure our business.
Okay, so what prop tech do you see on the horizon that you think that's going to be a game changer?
Well, we already use some fairly cool tools. So a good example is video email, video messaging and so on. Now, if we've done a viewing and somebody wants some feedback, you can either send an email, you can leave a voicemail. It's kind of okay, but not great. We'll send the vendor a video if we can't get hold of them by phone personally. And again, it keeps that personal interrelationship going on. So we're using technology there as a secondary tool to support that personal relationship. So we'll try and keep it personal, but if it's not appropriate to the vendor, then we can move on. So for me, you know, I get asked this question all the time about what's the next bit of tech. And actually, I'm not sure I can really answer the question other than to say, as long as you keep your people on the ground, face to face with your buyers and sellers, then it comes back to, if some technology comes along that makes that job more efficient or effective, then absolutely that's great. But if it doesn't, you should be very cautious about deploying it.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.